it's fine, really, because I knew when you said put your name in a hat that I would be first. I am always willing to go first. That's something that everybody knows about me, but you guys don't know me, so I could tell you anything, and you'd be like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm an Aries, first sign in the zodiac. I will always go first. And yes, I am a teacher at City Neighbors Hamilton. Love my job, and I'm going to tell a story about listening. My students right now, I teach 5th and 6th grade language arts and social studies, and they will be so excited to hear that I went first today and that my heart was beating so fast, despite the fact that I have 2 degrees in theater. and they are doing a storytelling night themselves as part of their project. Those of you who don't know City Neighbors, get to know them. It's a wonderful trio of schools, project-based learning, all arts integration, real-world problem-solving type of education in public schools, charter. So anyway, the story that I will tell you that has to do with listening, I'm going to start with the fact that when I was in fifth grade, I had actually passed every reading level. I was sent a year ahead from first grade on, so that by the time when I got to fifth grade and there was no middle school attached, there was nowhere else for me to go. And my wonderful, gifted, and talented teacher at the time created an entire poetry unit for me. And I am now a poet as well as an actress. So before I started teaching full-time, of course, I did some acting, and then I managed programs for an organization called Young Audiences, and I was their special projects manager. And what that means is that I was basically the site manager for a couple of after-school programs that brought in professional artists. It was called an extended day program, and they brought in extended professional artists to teach their arts classes. And I was the liaison between the school and the artists and what they needed. And basically my job was just to coordinate everything they needed, kind of handle the paperwork for the artists, because, you know, artists hate paperwork, and make sure that the school understood the temperament of the artists and expressed their needs in a diplomatic fashion, which is a very important job when you're working with artists. But I also handled behavior issues. And so one day, they brought this young girl into my class. I'm going to tell you a heartwarming story about listening. They brought a young girl into my class, or into my office, who had just cussed somebody out in the classroom and therefore been kicked out of class. And so I say to her, well, what happened? And she said, you know, Miss Asia, it's just like when he walks into the room, it's just like he throws the earth off balance and it's like an eclipse. And I was like, honey, that's poetic. And she's like, well, actually, I do write poems. And the next thing you know, she pulls out her poems and she starts bringing me poems, and she starts the first ever poetry club at her school. And the fact that she was able to express herself that way brought her to the point where she acknowledged her gifts, became a scholar instead of a troublemaker, started taking honors classes. She's now in her first year of college at Delaware State University, and she just spoke at the Young Audience Impact Breakfast on the importance of the arts in transforming lives. So that's my story about just listening, how sometimes when we listen to these kids, and I'm going to conclude with her favorite poem, because that's one of my talents. I am so dope that I could simply stand here for 2 minutes and 22 seconds and say nothing. And you would be so overwhelmed by the God in me, so filled up with love, that you would have to reach out and hug someone just to transfer the energy, because you're not used to being so full. You might not know what else to do. And as the truth that we are all connected struck you, the lie that you are in this by yourself would start to dissipate, disintegrate into dust. And you might suddenly trust me too when I say that you are not in this by yourself. Even those of you who tuned out 1 minute and 22 seconds ago because you thought that I was arrogant when I said that I was dope would suddenly begin to realize that I was actually talking about you and us. And you might start to trust me too when I say that you are not in this by yourself. that everyone is not selfish, that you are not the only one selfless, and I could care less if you are impressed by me. I want you to be impressed by you, to stand in your own power, to realize the God in you. And when you do, you too can stand here for 2 minutes and 22 seconds and say nothing, save for maybe. We are so dope.